AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are breaking out the heavy artillery as they wage a war of words over the military vote in Virginia and Florida.
Trump's lined up endorsements from 88 retired flag officers.
These are fighting generals.
But Clinton tells reporters her list is better.
I think we're up to 89, but who's counting?
At a rally in Virginia Beach, Trump said veterans have suffered under Clinton and President Obama.
You have illegal immigrants that she wants and he wants treated better than veterans.
But she reminded a Tampa rally Trump once called the military a disaster.
His whole campaign has been one long insult to all those who've worn the uniform.
In both southern battlegrounds, the large military vote could tip the scales. Mark Smith, Washington.
Behind the scenes, AP White House correspondent Julie Pace reports the Trump campaign has evolved over the past few weeks.
He's basically shaken up his top campaign leadership. He is taking a much more scripted approach, and he's doing some very overt outreach to minority voters. The question for the Trump campaign going forward is whether this is something he's going to be able to sustain or something he even wants to sustain.
Pace reports Hillary Clinton is trying to put together her own version of the electoral coalition that twice propelled Barack Obama into the White House.
She's really working hard to win high numbers and turn out high numbers of minority voters, women, young voters, and her campaign sees an opportunity to break into ground that Obama couldn't, namely independents and moderate Republicans turned off by Trump's positions and inflammatory rhetoric and foreign policy stances.
U.S. stocks edged higher today as energy companies rose on acquisitions and hopes for a deal among oil-producing countries to cut output. The Dow gained 46 points, the S&P 6, the NASDAQ advanced 26 points. This is AP Radio News. While the Washington Monument remains closed to tourists, AP correspondent Jerry Budlander reports another tourist attraction has reopened.
Visitors to the Capitol can once again marvel at the majesty of the Rotunda and admire the apotheosis of Washington and paintings that depict key moments in U.S. history.
Thank this is you. Wonderful.
It's amazing.
We spent the last year restoring this grand rotunda.
As architect of the Capitol, Stephen Ayers welcomed the first tourists inside. Work continues on the outside of the Capitol Dome. It is set to be completed with time to spare ahead of the inauguration in January. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson has settled her sexual harassment lawsuit against Roger Ailes for a reported $20 million and a public apology. In the meantime, Greta Van Susteren is leaving the nighttime lineup at Fox News. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.